Well, just read this. Previously, on But You're Wrong. There, can I get my Paul Malls now?
And I would probably find someone out of Gloucester or something. Find some rough old sea captain that needs some tenderness.
Some sea captain woman that's missing her hand in a boating accident. And
I got a fucking eye patch. I probably wouldn't see her for months at a time. And then when she comes back, it just gets real rough sea loving.
Like, she's just rubbing your face with the stump of her
She's just sticking it in my mouth. She'd be drinking brandy. Just she'd smell disgusting. She carries probably like a fucking flintlock pistol around.
Well, then you only have to dodge one bullet.
That's true. I don't know why. That's like the most impractical thing she could do. But
it'd be more dangerous if like she had a hook for her stump or something.
I know.
Fucking flintlock pistol.
I know. All I'd have to do is wear like a heavy sweatshirt. That'd be great.
I was thinking we could play a little, it's not really a game because there's no like points or winners or losers. And I think it's something we've talked about before.
Except for you. Losers, that is.
Oh, damn it. Why wasn't I quick enough to say I'm a winner? But, oh well. That's all right. I'll just shame my family and fall on my sword or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good attitude.
Anyway, but first, my fiance is doing choreography for local high school musicals. I don't remember if I talked about it on the show or not. Like, I know you know, but and it's this kind of fits into a recurring theme that we've covered, where we realize that we're getting older. Mm. Not that we're old, but just that we're getting older, and like we have a hard time like understanding younger generations. Like, we have more in common with older generations than younger generations, kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
She was at rehearsal, I'm gonna say a couple days ago, and one of the girls asked her if her and her fiance still texted. Now, I might be making this part up, and I should have asked her before I came in here to record, but she might have said, like, do you guys still text all the time? Or, like, I think she just said, do you guys still text? And fiance said, no, not really. And she said, oh, is that just something that kind of goes away when you reach that point? And I thought that was such a weird, like, thing.
That would even be, like, a barometer for your relationship?
Yeah. Like, I think, like, now we're at the point where we're like, oh, like, is that, like, is romance something to that just kind of goes away after you get married, or like sex, or, you know, things like that?
Well,
you know?
Yeah, now that we're married, we hardly ever have sex anymore, or we hardly do anything romantic anymore because we have kids, and like that shit makes sense.
Yeah, but she's like, oh, is that something that goes away?
Like, it goes away. It's fucking sending letters to each other.
Yeah,
Not letters in the way that it's romantic. Letters in the way that it's just literally letters.
Well, yeah. Like, my fiance had a great response. She was like, well, no, it's, I mean, we live together, so it'd be kind of dumb if I, like, was upstairs and he was downstairs and I texted him just to say, hey, can you bring me a drink? Like,
that would be a little queer.
Yeah. So, like, no, we don't really, I mean, we text each other to be, like, if somebody's, like, a way to be like, oh, like, I'm leaving now, or, you know, good night, or whatever, and or
during, I'm hard.
Well, sometimes. But it's really weird when she sends me those messages, though, but
yeah.
And then she says, JK, LOL, smiley face.
Raffle.
It's really weird, though, because one time she said that, and then she said YOLO, and I was a little freaked out. And then she said JK.
I'm hard. YOLO.
And then she said JK, LOL. So it was okay.
Still sounds a bit iffy.
Yeah, it does. But I forgot where I was at with this. No, but like, well, Cindy, or like, hey, I'm like, what time do you think you'll be home? Or like, I'm running late. You know, little text messages like that back and forth. But yeah, we don't, I mean, we don't really see the need to. I don't think we ever really texted that much during our relationship.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't like constantly texting back and forth, which I'm assuming is what this high school girl means, because I think another one was like, oh, the only texts I've gotten are from my mom. Like, how big of a loser is that or something? And I was just like, you know, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, we're part of like that generation of being all technologically savvy and all that shit, but you can kind of see the gap where like these younger kids are just like, oh yeah, texting is such an important part of my social status.
Yeah.
Shut up.
And like, we started the texting thing. That was us. We started that.
It was.
Like, I kind of remember like texting with girlfriends before, but it was never like to the extent that they do it now. I think the most I did was I would probably have like longer IM chats with girlfriends like in high school.
Oh yeah,
or girls, the IMs. Like, yeah, the IMs would go back and forth, but then at one point, like, that just switched over to phone calls and like occasional text messages,
right?
But maybe now that you can get like a real cheap unlimited texting plan, now it's like all texts all the time.
That's true, because I remember, well, especially if you think about when we were kids, and well, I mean, I'm sure these kids are still on their parents' cell phone plan, but now you always get like the unlimited shit. But like back in the day, man, I used to get fucking torn a new asshole when you go over your text limit. And my mother's like, what are you doing? You're doing all these texts. You're costing me all this money. And I mean, it would cost her like an extra $25 a month if I went over my text. It was nuts.
And it was probably by like 10 text messages. Because today, if you go over, it's like 10 cents.
Yeah. It's not even that much.
I'm sure back then it was like 25 or 50 cents.
It was at least like 5 cents a text, but sometimes more.
Oh, I'm sure it was more. I guarantee you it was more.
It's crazy.
I can't relate to that. Like, we're just like, no, we never really texted that much. But now we text even less because we're like,
oh, I'm sorry, I'm an adult.
Yeah. And like, I was thinking about it. Like, we probably also used to post more on like each other's Facebook walls. But once you move in with somebody, you're just kind of like, it kind of goes away, but it kind of goes away because you're actually with the person now.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to live with someone and be like, post stupid shit on their wall? Like, I mean, you might, but only rarely.
Yeah, like I did it the other day because I saw one of the things that I follow on Facebook posted a picture of a wedding cake that was in the shape of a heart, but it had to do with like Star Trek.
Yeah.
And I think it's all about before, like we took a little break, but we've been watching like Next Generation a bunch on Netflix again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, we should have this as a wedding cake. And I put it on her wall because I knew that I would probably forget to show it to her later.
Right.
And then while I was on Facebook, I was like, oh, it was whatever the last night we recorded was. And I was like, oh, like doing show prep stuff too. And then she responded to that and was like, oh, are you recording tonight? And I went, yeah, because I figured you wouldn't be home, but she was getting home early or something like that. And then I was like, crap, we just became that couple that's like talking to each other on Facebook, even though we live together. But yeah. I called myself out for it because really that doesn't happen. Like, if I want to show her something, I usually just, like, open an extra tab and then show it to her when we're, you know, sitting together or when I see her, which I see her often, you know?
I would assume so, yeah.
There'll be chances. I don't need to, you know, make her LOL while she's AFK, even though I don't think anybody says AFK anymore. Shit. God damn it.
What the fuck's AFK?
Away from keyboard.
Away from keyboard. I had no idea.
Son of a bitch. I just dated myself even more.
You really just dated yourself. You just showed that you were a year older than me.
God damn it.
That year makes a difference, Keith.
It really does now.
Yeah. AFK.
Shit.
Yeah. ASL.
Oh.
You loser.
One of my favorite things that I follow on Twitter is, hang on, let me see if I can find it. It is probably one of my new favorite things on Twitter, just because sometimes I post stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I remember that. Oh, it's at your away message. And it basically, all its posts are basically away messages from that you would have posted on AIM. So sometimes it's like song lyrics or like OMG, so excited for tonight. Hello?
I'm sorry. What did you typically do for your away messages?
Wait, hang on. Where'd you go? Were you on mute?
I hit the mute because I was taking a drink and my ice was all clinky. So I hit the mute. And then I forgot to unmute it.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that in the episode.
Yeah, that's fine.
One of the ones I like though is it does like the little, I forget what it's called, the little Spanish symbol that went over the N.
Oh, the
Is it a tilde?
The little guy, yeah.
Yeah, the little squiggly line, and people would do like that and a star, or a couple stars, squiggly line. So it does a couple of those and then it says pour some sugar on me and then does it again. Bitches with a Z, LOL, this is def my new fave. And I'm pretty sure I remember somebody putting that as their away message.
Wow, that sucks.
That somebody did that as their away message?
Yeah.
Oh, God, if I saw my away messages from, like, high school and shit, I would probably just want to shoot myself.
I know a lot of mine were stupid. I still know some of mine were gold, but I know I did a ton of gay ones. Like, I'm sure there was a bunch that were like, I'm depressed. This girl doesn't like me. Boo. Which, honestly, nothing really has changed in my life. But I know that I had a couple that were good. I had a whole bunch, like I had a whole slew of just Indiana Jones quotes I would just put up.
I know I did a lot of movie quotes and a lot of, I did a lot of song quotes.
Mm.
The song quotes always got you in trouble because people would read way too much into them.
Oh my God.
People read way too much into song quotes.
I can remember right now an ex-girlfriend. I would go out or something. Like, I'd go to dinner, and I'd put up a fucking stupid away message, and it had, like, a song lyric or something. And come back, and there would be a message up on my IM, and it'd be like, is this about me? Like, they would, like, ask me straight up, be like, what is the – are you – and I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I remember in college, because I was still using it. We were still using it in college, like freshman year and shit.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I'm trying to remember when it became kind of passe. I don't remember at all, but probably about like senior year.
Yeah, I would say so. My junior year, senior year is probably when it started to get a little like no one really cares.
Yeah, I think I used it a little bit.
It was a good way to like plan stuff. So, you know, you just say, hey, you know, I'll meet you down at the CAF, or I'll meet you, you know, we'll meet you at this building now. And it was like an easy way to just get messages to people.
Yeah, like, oh, we're heading down to like dinner, because you would try and like plan dinner with your friends and stuff. So you could be like, hey, we're heading down it wasn't called cafeteria, but dining hall. This one.
Yeah.
We're going down to dining hall now, like meet you there or something like that. Like, because not everybody, especially at the beginning of college, not everybody had text messaging, or like they were still really worried about like going over their texts.
Yeah, exactly.
So you could just, you're right. It was just a quick way to be like, hey, we're doing this, like, or just like, hey, I'm getting ready, but just come over here and, you know, we'll meet up. It was a really easy way, but yeah, like the song lyrics always got you in trouble.
Always.
I remember this one time I put up lyrics to a song and I forget why. Like, I had ones that I would just cycle through sometimes if I didn't know anything else. But it was a Sinatra song, and I won't say which one because I don't want to further ruin it for myself, because it is slightly ruined because of the story. Because I got into Sinatra, I'm going to say, either late, like junior high, beginning of high school.
Yeah.
So I was listening to it a lot. And I don't know what happened. Like, I was, you know, seeing different girls. And this one girl would talk to me a little bit in college. And every once in a while would be like, hey, what's up? On instant message. And I put one of his, like, song lyrics up as just a random away message. And then I went out. And I came back to a message that was like, why did you put the lyrics to our song up there? And I was like, say what now?
Wait, what's
our song? That's our song? I didn't think we went out long enough to have a song.
Oh, well.
Yeah, apparently she had decided on a song for us. And
oh, you guys were like really in depth, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, I was really happy that she told me that she had decided on her song.
Yeah. I mean, you must have really loved her.
Yeah, yeah. It was really weird. I guess she had decided that that was our song, and maybe, you know, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt and say maybe that she did say something like that to me and was like, oh, this is our song, and I was just like, hey, whatever.
Yeah,
because I loved the song before. Tash is like, oh, okay, I guess that's what we're doing now.
I was just going to say, I guess we're doing this now.
I mean, we weren't dating when I put up the message. So that's right. What made it really weird. I guess that's why she found it disturbing. But
huh. Like, yeah, they love to read too much into shit.
Yeah. Yeah, because if somebody put, like, really depressing lyrics up, you're always like, oh. I love when you knew somebody was in, like, a really bad mood. Like, you knew in real life that they were in a really bad mood.
By their away message.
No. I mean, you actually, you saw them. And they were okay. Like, oh, I feel like shit. Like, this is so sad or whatever. I'll tell the story because, fuck it. I don't keep in touch with either one of them. And one of them unfriended me, even though I was their roommate. So one of my former roommates in college had this terrible relationship with his girlfriend. She was Asian, and I guess her parents were not keen on her dating a white man.
Okay.
They would prefer that she date an Asian. I think she was Chinese, but I don't want to nail it down for sure, so I'm just going to say Asian. But that, I guess that caused a lot of problems in the relationship. But I think she also wanted a certain degree of attention that he was not ready to give, but neither one of them were good at just being like, you know what, fuck it, we'll just break up.
Right.
So they would get into these fights in our room, and then she would storm out and go back to her room. He would just be like, oh, fuck it, and go to bed. Or sit on the computer and play World of Warcraft for hours. But I would do this thing where every time, like, I would wait a little while till she got back to her dorm, but then I would check in to see what away message she would put up after each fight. Just because I was just curious. I was like, I'm curious. What away message did she put up? Hers were usually, like, Asian song lyrics. So they were either ones that didn't make sense to me at all, like, and I didn't know the song, or they were in, like, Chinese characters. But he would always put ones up that were really angry and shit.
Yeah.
Like, real, like, punk shit.
Oh, yeah. And it was just teenage angst.
Yeah, it was just a lot of that.
I was Blink 182 like, lyrics?
No.
Well, I guess this is growing up.
That would be the nice pull, sir. Nice pull.
Yeah, you like that? Oh my god, I listened to so much Blink 182 back in the day. It was disgusting.
Oh, it was terrible. The amount of angst-ridden music that when I started going through my iTunes library, I deleted so much angst music that I was just like, I don't get it anymore.
Now I hope you didn't delete the Blink 182.
No, the Blink 182 I kept.
Because that is, it is teenage angst, even though they were like 30 when they wrote the songs, but it's just so good. It's so stupid and like, I don't know, I just think of being a kid. I love it.
Yeah, Blink 182 was like the first one that really did it, and it connects me with like a certain time, so I still keep it.
Yeah.
And also because, like, I remember the stupid music videos they would do and shit, and, like, everybody listened to it at that time, so...
Yeah.
Like, there's a certain connection to it, but then there are a lot of other ones where I'm just like, oh, why did I do this? Like, what was I doing?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of crap back then.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of crap similar to that shit today, too. That I can't stand listening to. Do you remember the song? I fucking hate the song. And I'm sure that I'm going to get in trouble for saying this from somebody, and somebody's going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? What was the name of that song? The Reason?
Oh, wait, I know the name. Who sung it?
Shit. Oh, I don't remember. The Reason...
Holy shit.
Who did The Reason? Hoobastank?
Oh my god, yes, I know that song.
Yeah.
It was like fucking acoustic.
Oh, right? God, I couldn't fucking stand that song.
It's like, the reason for me to change who I used to be. That one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that song sucked so much dick.
And like, I reached the point too where I was just like, just shut up. Just, I don't give
a shit. Just kill yourself.
Well, it's the other thing is like, there was another band though. Hang on, I'm trying to find it. I think Yellow Card.
Yellow Card was terrible, terrible, terrible.
Maybe it was Ocean Avenue. I thought it was Yellow Avenue, but maybe it's
Ocean Avenue.
Hang on. I'm gonna try to open up, see if I can hear a sample on iTunes. But I started to feel that way about some of the music that was real angsty, but now I feel that way about all of it, and I'm just like, just shut the fuck up. Like, everybody goes through this shit. You're not special.
Right.
Yes, you broke up with a girl. Big fucking deal. You'll find somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, I whine about it, but I don't, you know, write a song about it. Or not anymore. I mean, maybe when I was a kid.
Yeah. I think I found a folder of, like, all this poetry and shit that I wrote as a teenager. I didn't even read it. I literally just trashed it. I couldn't do it.
I eventually did that too, because I had like those, you know, the old Mead notebooks with the black and white cover.
Yeah, the marble notebooks.
Yeah, like the one that the fucking killer in Seven had.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey. So, I had like two of those just full of bullshit. Just like song lyrics and poems I had written. And one day... you know what? It might have been when I was moving out of my parents' house, and I was trashing everything, and I was going it was under my bed. It was coincidentally right next to my porno. And I got to the notebooks, and I was just like, do I want to read these? Do I even want to bring myself to look at how fucking lame I was? And I was like, you know what? No. And I just threw them away.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I read probably like four lines, and I was just like, oh, I can't. I'm not going to be able to do this.
No. Yeah.
Because I started to realize the girl it was about, and I was like, no. No.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. I'm not going to do it. You realize, like, the chick that you were obsessed with, and you're like, why did I like that girl?
And it was, yeah, it's some chick that, like, you didn't even go out with, but,
you
really wanted to go out with, and, like, it was so uncomfortable. I couldn't do it. I said, nope, that's it.
That's it. I've had enough.
But, yeah, teenage angst music is so fucking weird, because you're just like, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, somebody broke up with you. The world will go on. Like, you probably went out with them for, like, what, 2 months? That's, like, nothing.
Who gives a shit?
I could do that in my sleep.
Yeah. Right? Well, you try to go out with someone for several years.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's what you should be crying about.
Yeah. I guarantee some of the shit is about, like, somebody you went out with for, like, 2 weeks, and then they were just like, oh, she broke up with me. Fuck you. How do we get onto that?
I don't know.
No, we were talking about way messages and people putting all the angsty song lyrics.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about away messages and texting. It was texting. And then we discussed IMing, and then we discussed away messages, and then we got onto teenage angst and shitty bands.
Yeah. And then by this time, anybody under the age of 25 that was listening to us has deleted the podcast.
I feel like I always have to be the one that roadmaps. And we're like, how do we get on this? And I'm like, wait, this. And there's always like 8 levels to it, to our insanity of how we got to where we got.
That's why I have such a hard time explaining it to people. Like, when I was away for the weekend and people were like, so what's it about? I was like, I was trying to explain it. And then later on, we were having some ridiculous conversation. And we're all like, wait, what the hell are we talking about? And I was like, this is what the show is.
You're like George Costanza. Yeah. This is the show.
Yeah.
It's like, this is what the show should be about. You know, just us talking.
Yeah. It's just this. It's just back and forth.
And that's not, I'm not comparing us to Seinfeld.
No. Not at all.
Because I'm not that insane.
It's the same indescribableness. But it's nowhere near the caliber.
Well, no, I mean, what is?
Yeah. No, and you know, neither one of us has a mullet, so. Because for a while, Jerry had a mullet.
It was kind of a mullet, and it was, yeah, and it was accepted, too. Like, no one really gave a shit.
Everyone was fine with it. But you wanna try out the game? I'm sure we have enough time to try out the game also.
Yeah, let's try out the game.
Okay, so the game is kind of like, speaking of teenage angst and all this shit. When you were a teenager, did you ever play the game Never Have I Ever, or not Never Have I Ever, Would You Rather?
Yes, that definitely happened.
And it was always dumb shit.
Yeah, it was like, would you rather fuck Rosie O'Donnell or, you know, someone else gross? And it was like, yeah, well, that sucks. Either way, it sucks.
Yeah, either way, it sucks, but it was always like kind of somewhat tame stuff.
It was very generic stuff, like, oh yeah, okay, I could come up with that.
Yeah, like, would you rather kiss this girl or this other girl? And they were both kind of eh, you know?
Yeah, it's two bunk girls.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, eh, whatever, like, I guess I'll just pick one, but because we take things to such extremes, and I imagine we'll revisit this again, I think we should call our version You're Fucked Either Way.
I like it. I'm into it.
Because there's no way you can win. Now, I have a couple options here. I pitched the idea to you if you ever came up with one that you wanted to do. Do you want me to use the one that I've pitched to you before? Or do you want me to say something new and we'll revisit that one?
Let's say something new and we'll revisit the old one.
Okay. All right. Pick one or two.
One.
All right. Now this one is kind of specific to you.
Okay.
I mean, because, well, you'll see. All right. Your choices are either to never listen to the Beatles again, because I know how much you like the Beatles.
I do love the Beatles.
Or every day that you would want to listen to the Beatles, you would have to strangle a puppy or a kitten. In your case, I'm going to go with puppy, because you're more of a dog person.
So I either couldn't listen to the Beatles, or if I was going to listen to the Beatles, I'd have to strangle a puppy.
Yes. See why it's titled? Now listening to the Beatles also includes any solo work they've done.
Oh, you mean I can't listen to Wings?
No.
No, seriously. I can't kill a puppy, but how could I go without the Beatles? I would probably have to go without the Beatles, even though it sounds just like a terrible existence.
It really does.
I guess I would go without the Beatles. I couldn't strangle a puppy. I'm looking at my dog's face right now. I could not strangle a puppy. But yeah.
Now what if it's less than every day that you would have to do? What if it's like once a month? Could you ever do it, or?
I don't know.
Like, would it reach the point where you're like, all right, I just got to do it. I got to get it over with. And then I can listen to the Beatles for X amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how keen I am on. Yeah, you know what? I couldn't. I couldn't do it. Not a puppy. Maybe if it was like a big, mean dog, I could do that. I could strangle like a big, gross, mean dog and listen to the Beatles, but not a puppy.
So, all right. So if it was like you could either listen to the Beatles, you could never listen to the Beatles, or you would have to fight to the death with like a pit bull.
But I would win, and I would listen to the Beatles.
You would win in the end, but I won't say how fucked up you'd get. But it'll cover you for, we'll say, a decade. So every 10 years, you got to fight a pit bull, and you got to kill it. You might get kind of fucked up from it. But then you're set for 10 years.
I would fight the pit bull. Every 10 years, yeah, I would do that.
All right, you won't lose a limb, but you might lose digits. You might lose a finger or a toe or something.
I could lose a toe.
What about finger?
I guess it depends on the finger. You know what? No, I'm in. I'm good.
All right. So you're out for the puppy, but you would fight a pit bull every 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. No, I'm down.
All right. You know, that's pretty good. I like that. Because originally I would have to agree with you. I would, since I have a cat, it'd probably be a kitten for me, and I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
It is kind of a hard choice, though.
I can't really imagine my life without the Beatles. It would be very, very empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Plus, I mean, what would happen with my iPhone? Like, when I play my music on my iPhone, I swear, like, half the songs that come up are Beatles songs, because probably half the songs on my phone are Beatles songs.
Well, I was thinking about that. So, like, all of these scenarios are very, have to have some kind of, like, a genie-like involvement. like a genie would have to be in on it so that it could have some kind of oversight on what's going on.
Oversight.
there would have to be some kind of a genie department or something like that.
Okay.
I think, like, if you were out and you were out shopping at, you know, wherever you shop, like Express or Victoria's Secret when you were out there picking up
stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's where I shop.
Like, a Beatles song came on, although I don't know what Beatles song would play at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Here Comes... No, not Here Comes the Sun. I was going for the obvious pun on that one, but no.
How about, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure now. But now
Beatles
I'm
trying. Well, okay, all right. Well,
I'm trying to think. What would be a good
let's
one?
Just say you were out and you heard She Loves You.
Yeah. Any, okay. Yeah. I think there would be something in your brain where you would hear just a random other song. You wouldn't hear a Beatles song. Everybody else would, but you wouldn't be able to hear it. So, like, even if you tried to listen to a Beatles song, it would just play something else.
So if I was in the mall and Love Me Do came on, I would instead, you know, I would hear...
You would hear The Reason by Hoobastank
instead. Oh, God, that would be so bad. You couldn't even make it any better. And I was actually just going to say a really terrible song, too. I was going to be like, Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit. Which honestly I don't know which one I'd rather hear, but
or like you hear hang on, what was that Papa Roach song? Last Resort.
Yeah, oh God. Suffocation, no breathing. No, masturbation. I like to say masturbation, no breathing.
But that's is that how the song actually goes?
No, it's suffocation, no breathing.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I like it. Masturbation sounds better.
Well, masturbation, no breathing sounds like you're into autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, you're like David Carradine. Mm.
So you know, every time you put up those lyrics, I just know you got a belt around your neck and you're just jerking off. Look, I check out your away message. Oh, Greg's jerking himself off while strangling again.
Yeah, but I mean, you knew I was going to do that after we were done recording anyways.
And then I leave you a message. Is this about me?
Were you talking about me with your no breathing and your masturbating?
I love how you have the same voice for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. It's either that or it's the...
Because
it's only two voices. And sometimes I give the higher voice to the men and the lower voice to the women.
Because yeah. I apologize. I really thought you were doing an impression of your mom being like, Gregory, is this about me?
I finally told my mother this week that she was a character on the show.
And?
She found it pretty funny, okay. Actually. She did not mind, which was good. She was like, oh no, why? And I was like, I don't know, because it's funny. And I was like, do you or do you not love Robert Urich? And she was like, yeah, I do. And I was like, exactly.
So she's cool with it?
Oh yeah, she's fine. Yeah. She's not a big complainer. I mean, unless it's to my dad, then she just complains to my dad.
Does she complain about him?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they've been married for like 25 years. I mean, it's got
to
happen.
I mean, she complains about him to him?
Well, yeah, to me, to him. I mean, you know, they're a married couple. What are you going to do? You know, like she complains about like even just the thought of him retiring because then he'll be around all the time. And she's like, well, I'll never get away from him. And I'm like, I don't know, you work, though. And she's like, he'll always be here. I'm like, you married him. What do you want? Like, what do you want me to say?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The funny thing is, when I went to college, my mom kind of, she didn't really say the same thing, but she kind of, like, implied it that, like, She's like, well, your father and I haven't been, you know, in the house alone together since, you know, your brother was born. And now you're leaving and we'll be in the house all by ourselves. And I was just like, so? If you get sick of him, just go into another room. There's multiple rooms in the house, Mom.
It's when your parents decide that they're like, holy shit, we are going to drive each other in just crazy. We're going to drive each other insane because for the last 20-something years, we've had kids around. And that kind of preoccupied us. But now we're just going to sit there and we're not going to have anything to talk about. And we're going to want to kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically kind of like what my mother was bringing up. And I know my dad thinks the same thing about her. But, you know, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with them. I'd probably think the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be around anyone that often.
But again, you could just go to a different room.
Yeah, it's true.
Just, you know, just go to a different room, update your AIM profile, and move on.
Your AIM profile. Yeah. Remember the profiles? Oh. Did you have a second screen name? Like a secret screen name that you would go on at the same time?
I don't think so. I knew people that did, but I don't remember ever having one. I, you know, it's possible that I created one at one point.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what it was because I didn't really use it.
I did have an alternate. And then I had a second alternate that I just used as a joke to fuck with people. And I still remember the name. It was Breadman 1760. Breadman. And the profile just said bread equals good.
Oh, God.
And I would just fuck with people.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. Like, it was just supposed to be some guy that really liked bread.
How old are you when you created this?
I don't know. 15.
That's a little... You know what? No, you know, that's probably accurate.
I mean, I'm releasing some classified information right now, you know? Stuff that I don't tell people.
Someone is listening to this right now going, wait a minute, he's Breadman 1760?
Blast! He's Breadman. Yeah, I was Breadman. For he's all got, you people out there.
It's like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison. And his list just is like, 1, Cheryl Becker. 2, Breadman 1760.
That Breadman was a real piece of shit. Yeah, that's a true story.
Please tell me your away message was just the lyrics to, like, Guitar Man or something.
No, I think it had something to do with bread. I don't really remember, and I hardly ever went on that because my actual second screen name was, like, it was secret, like, it never showed as being online and everything, and I would kind of use it to see people who, like, may have blocked me or something.
Yes, you know what? When you started to say that, yes, I did have a second screen name. I don't remember what it was, but yes, I had one for that reason, too.
Yeah, yeah, I had it because, like, there was, like, a couple girlfriends or whatever that I got into, like, fights with, and they, like, blocked me or something, or I blocked them, or I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If you blocked them, you couldn't see them either. And so I would have a second one so I could kind of still see what was going on because I was a sick pervert. And so that was the real second one that I used. But then the third, the old Breadman, that was just to fuck with people.
That was just to fuck around. But
yeah, that was craziness.
The other one was to see if somebody – because you'd be okay and then you'd start to get paranoid. Like, are they not there? Or are they just blocking me? Are they blocking me? Really? They're blocking me?
Yeah.
And then you would go on the other one to find out if they were blocking. And then that was just never, that was never a good thing.
Oh my God.
You never wanted to find that out.
Dude, the amount of time that I would spend just like seeing when like some girl or something was online. And then like I'd see her away message and I'm like, oh no, we're not friends anymore. I blocked her. And like I would go ahead and add her again on my other list to see like if I was blocked or if I or if she was online. I just
yeah. And then you would look to see what her away message was.
Yeah.
And then you would try to figure out if the lyrics were about you or not. And the lyrics were almost always in your mind about you.
Oh, and you were like, oh, it has to be.
Because you could totally relate them either way. I love how you just slipped into the smoker voice for 15-year-old Greg.
Yeah. No, and then it was the worst. And then you'd be like, you'd see other people that like you both like commonly knew. And you were like, oh my God, she's talking to them. Oh my God, I wonder if she's got a thing going with them now. Oh no. And you just like, I just, there's so many things running because you're a fucking retarded 15-year-old that has nothing better to do than wonder if this other 15-year-old girl is like blocking you and talking to other dudes and all this stupid shit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
And now you can say that, but at that point, it was the most important thing in the fucking world.
Well, yeah, because you had to see if the inside joke that you guys had that she had in her profile was really still there, or if she took out because you guys had a little fight over nothing.
Yeah.
But you guys both thought it was a really big deal, so somebody blocked somebody, and then you went off and wrote a poem about it in a fucking marble notebook.
Yeah. And it's like, oh. Yeah, you wrote about it because you had such a deep relationship because you, like, you finger banged her a few times and all of a sudden she's, like, the love of your life.
If I had a time machine, and you would probably do this too, I would go back to 15-year-old Keith and you would probably go back to 15-year-old Greg or vice versa. And we would just kick him in the nuts. And just be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Grow the fuck up.
I would beat the shit out of 15-year-old Greg. He was an idiot. I mean, Greg's still an idiot, but not like 15-year-old Greg was.
Yeah. Because you for some reason, you thought all this stupid shit mattered. It was so bad. Literally the amount of time that we wasted on stupid shit of like checking profiles and stuff. Just ridiculous.
I don't know, dude. It's a different world back then.
Yeah. Now people just outright say shit on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
So. Plus also now I think we're at the point where we're just like, fuck it. We don't want to. I don't want to be friends with that person, so I don't be friends with them. I just don't talk to them.
That's the other thing. I'm to the point in my life where I just don't care. And, like, I will just be mean to someone because I'm like, you know what? I really don't feel like spending the time. But when you're younger, you're like, oh, man, so-and-so doesn't like me. Like, who gives a shit? But back then, you cared. You know? You didn't want people to not like you.
Yeah.
And especially if it was abroad.
Yeah.
I love when broads hate me now. I expect that broads will hate me now. But what are you going to do?
Really? You expect them to?
Well, okay. Maybe if they've interacted with me enough. And then I've done something, some passive-aggressive kind of thing to them. Then they'll hate me.
Mm.
You know. You know. You know how it goes.
You just assume that's going to happen.
Eventually. You know, it's got to happen. I always just assume the worst.
Yeah, I assume at this point I'm going to probably piss people off, but I also go by the rule that if I say something that might piss people off, but they laugh, it's fine. And then I just move on. Because usually everybody laughs. Even if it's the most fucked up shit and they just do it out of being uncomfortable, I go with it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't worry about what these people think of you.
Yeah.
Most people are idiots.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. And most people probably would not strangle a puppy or a kitten to listen to the Beatles, so.
No, no. But a big mean dog, yeah, I would put him down.
Yeah, I'd fight him. Especially if it was going to last 10 years.
Yeah.
But I figure if there's a risk of losing fingers, then you got to put, you know, a longer span on it.
Yeah. The small dog is a no-go. And Cosmo is staring at me right now. Like, you would kill a small dog. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, I couldn't. Puppy, kitten, couldn't do it. I would just be like, you know what? I'm good without the Beatles. I'll survive.
That's rough, man. No Beatles? I can't imagine what my life would be like without the Beatles.
See, it's really a hard thing to do. Now, I didn't think of this. If your experience with the Beatles has survived up to this point, so it would be like a from here on out kind of thing.
All right.
So do you think the genie that's oversighting the committee that's in charge of this thing, would they be okay if you sang the Beatles yourself?
I mean, that would at least, that'd be better than no Beatles at all. I mean,
which makes me think that they would put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, they might.
Like every time you go to sing the Beatles, something else.
Something plays. Else comes out.
Yeah.
So to speak. Yeah, I don't know.
Like you just start singing something else, but I wonder if you could still. But then, would you be able to listen to it like in your head?
Oh, I don't know. Because I do sing the Beatles a lot. No, that's tough. That's a toughie.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I bet it would be all-encompassing. I bet there would be no part of the Beatles in your life.
Like, you couldn't even remember what the...
Yeah, and that would be truly terrible.
Well, I think it would be better than, like... You could almost remember it, but then every time you went to actually remember it, something else played. That would drive you fucking insane.
Yeah.
Oh, what if you just didn't know who the Beatles were?
Yeah, that would also not be good.
Like, the Beatles were just completely erased from your life.
Although, I guess if that was the case, then you wouldn't really know what you were missing.
Yeah.
And it would spare you from having to strangle a puppy.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I guess I would probably just rather not know.
Just ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, many times it is.
You'd rather be plugged back into the Matrix and just be like, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. I would rather be Joey Pants, plugged back into the Matrix, and turn into Ronald Reagan.
Wait, where does Ronald Reagan fit into this?
Don't you remember when they were putting him back into the... Into the Matrix, they were at that dinner, right?
Yeah.
And he says, I want to be, I want to be someone rich. I want to be someone powerful. And Agent Smith goes, after that, he goes, all right, Mr. Reagan, well, you know, our deal is done or whatever.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to put him back and make him Ronald Reagan.
The actor?
Yeah, the actor. I mean, that's what's insinuated, I think.
I missed that part. I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
Yeah, movie. Yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yep. Check it out.
Wait, was Ronald Reagan still alive when that movie came out?
Yeah, Ronald Reagan died in, like, 2004. That movie came out in, like, 99.
But he already had Alzheimer's and shit, right? Like, he was already pretty far downhill at that point.
Yeah, but he was still Ronald Reagan.
So, in that movie, were they basically being like, all right, we'll make you somebody rich and powerful, but you're going to be Ronald Reagan and be just real fucked up?
I mean, I think he was going back and being... I don't know. I don't think that that's what they intended. I think they were just intending someone that was very rich and powerful and famous and all that good shit. Which Ronald Reagan was, but...
No, you know what? I think if that's true, then I'm thinking that they were just being like, all right, we'll do it, but we're going to fuck you over while doing it because we're in charge. It's like, I think it'd be like those Twilight Zone episodes.
Oh, yeah, where, you know, the guy just wanted to read.
Yeah, and then like...
And his glasses broke.
Yeah, his glasses broke, and there's a nuclear bomb or something like that. So he had all the time in the world, nobody would bother him, but then he dropped his glasses.
Yeah. So he got fucked in the end. I don't know if that's really what they were going for, but if you go back and you watch it, after he asked to be rich and powerful, they refer to him as Mr. Reagan.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna look into that. I am going to look into that and see if they ever say. To be honest, I'm probably going to forget. So if you want to look into it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I ever realized that.
It's very subtle.
Be better if they're like, all right, Mr. Urich.
Mr. Urich, you'll be loved by women all over.
Including Sue.
Especially Sue DiNicola.
We covered a lot of ground there.
Yeah. That was actually pretty good. It flowed well.
We got good
flow. Heavy flow.
That was quite the ride.
I'll give you some more if you want.
Of what flow?
Of a ride.
Oh. Mustache ride?
You should see my beard, dude. It's fucking intense.
You should take a picture of it.
I will. If it goes too much longer, we're getting to like Duck Dynasty level.
Oh, really?
It's a big beard. All right. That's a little much, but it's like, I keep telling people I'm going to keep it till like May. If I keep it till May, I mean, it will be like the Duck Dynasty guys. But right now, it's pretty big. It's as big as I've ever had a beard.
I couldn't do it. I mean, I think, yeah, I couldn't do it. But I think it's partially because I think if I did Duck Dynasty beard, there would be some terrible away messages about me, my fiance.
I'm trying to think how far in. I guess I'm like, I don't know, probably like 2 months in.
Yeah, because I keep mine pretty trim just for that reason. But I would imagine mine would be pretty bad right now too. I mean,
yours 2 months in would be pretty good. I mean,
yeah,
bad, good, whatever, you know, your perspective is.
Yeah, maybe once I'm actually married, I'd be like, all right, you know what, I'm gonna try going 2 months in without shaving. But
yeah, I'll have to take a picture and send it to you. Maybe we can post it up on the book or something.
Oh, we'll definitely post it. Yeah. I'm going for like the tidy, well trimmed, well groomed beard. You're going for the fucking mountain man.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wearing plaid last night. I went out to a bar and I looked like a fucking lumberjack.
Now is your hair still real short on top too?
Right now it's not that short on top.
Okay.
But I probably could use a haircut, so I was probably gonna get it cut pretty short soon. I mean, the beard is probably as long as the hair on my head, but pretty soon it'll probably be longer.
You should just let them both go and just be a shaggy, shaggy man.
I was thinking of just really, like, almost chopping everything on the top of my head off, like buzzing it down, but keeping the beard wicked big. I don't know. I'm not sure.
And then were you going to join a motorcycle gang?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Fair enough. I love how I saw a guy who had his head shaved and he's had like a pretty good beard at the gym, but they always do like that little line to go right behind the ear, which I find really weird.
Yeah,
Like, as if the beard can just kind of hook around your ear and just that's how it's attached to your face.
It is kind
of
weird.
I don't know what the point of that is, but whatever. All right. Well, that's been Butcher Wrong for this week. I'm Keith Bordela.
I am Greg DiNicola.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ButcherWrong. Twitter at BYW Podcast. If you have any topics for us to talk about, if you have a you're fucked either way, you can send them to bywpodcast@gmail.com. Check out my books Work in Progress and Not My Problem on the Amazon Kindle. I'm trying to get them up other places, but that's slightly longer process apparently, but that's another story. And do you have anything else to add, Greg?
No. I think I'm good.
Oh, you know what? Check out our YouTube.
Oh, right. That's true.
The BYW podcast. We're putting some clips up there and some different things, and so check us out on YouTube, BYW podcast. We'll just keep everything the same for you. And until the next one, remember, no regrets, and be careful what your away message says. Because some chick from the 90s might be freaked out by it.
It could be deadly.